Steve Gruber, destroying liberal myths with reckless abandon.
Hello, is there anybody in there? Just not if you can hear me. Is there anyone?
Well, the Census Bureau is going to test its plan to ask about citizenship. Said to be controversial. Not controversial to me. It seems like a pretty straightforward, common sense question to ask. Are you a citizen of the United States? Are you living here illegally? Do you have a green card? Do you have a permanent visa? What do you have? Of course, California doesn't want it, but California has about five members of Congress it does not deserve because of the 3.5 million estimated illegals in California, which could be higher. But if 750,000 is about the threshold to have a member of Congress having 3.5 million extra people, well, that gets you five members of Congress you do not have a right to. Justin Torres here is a D.C.-based attorney, member of the Federalist Society, to talk more about it. Justin, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So what about the citizenship question? I think it should be on the 2020 census. It's been there in the past. But, of course, in today's day and age, everything is racist. Donald Trump is a white supremacist and all this other nonsense. So whenever the left doesn't like the argument or doesn't like the challenge because it exposes them for what they are, they throw the race card, and somehow asking about whether you're a legal citizen, that's because of the Browning of America or some other such nonsense. What do you make of it?
Well, you're right about, certainly right about one thing, that this is a question that has been asked in some form or another for about 150 years, really. It was asked all through censuses in the 19th century. It was asked on all censuses through 1950. And for about the past 15 years, it's actually been asked every single year on what's called the American Community Survey, which is an annual survey that's put out by the census to about one in every 35 households. And replying to that survey is required by federal law. So this question has been around, it's been asked, it's vetted, it has a history, and it's certainly not something unusual or an attempt to get at racist motive or racist intrigue.
Yeah, it's having a border is not racist. Counting your people accurately, not racist. I don't believe. I mean, if you want to know how many people are in California and whether or not they should be there, it's an important consideration, especially when you go back to if you look at 3.5 million illegals in California, depending on who you ask. That would represent five members of Congress, roughly. In Texas, you look at the suburbs of Houston, 900,000 illegal aliens believed to be in the Houston suburbs alone. That would equate to a member of Congress for Houston in that part of Texas. It does not deserve. Am I right or wrong?
No, that's right. The most obvious and immediate purpose of the census is to assign congressional districts to various states. And it seems pretty clear that there are a number of states, Texas, California, that are winners because of counting non-citizens in the census. And then a number of states that are pretty clearly losers, Louisiana, Indiana, other states like that.
Well, actually, I think the list of losers,
members.
I think the list of losing states is even much larger, because if you look at the states that have five or less electoral votes, if you will. So five or less members of, I guess eight or less, because anybody that has five electoral votes or five members of Congress, which is about 20 states, would have less representation than the illegal aliens of California have. States like North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, New Hampshire, Vermont, and I could go on, Maine, on and on and on. These are whole states that have less representation than the illegal alien population of California, and that's not right.
You're correct about that. The state of Alabama has filed a lawsuit against the Trump administration, sort of from the other side of this question, on precisely this question, on whether it is legal and constitutional for congressional districts to be taken into account illegal immigrants that are in the country, illegal aliens in the country. So this is a live question. It's going to work its way through the courts. We'll see where it goes. But it's a live question right now.
So what do you think? I mean, they're doing this testing, if you will, testing how it'll be handled. Where do you think it goes? What do you think is the key here? Why Why would it not be asked?
Well, you know, you see the arguments that are being made, and the argument is that there's an illegal discriminatory purpose lurking behind this question. What's kind of extraordinary about that is that when you look at the statute, you look at the Constitution, it simply says it requires an actual enumeration of citizens or an actual enumeration of the country, and then it gives that responsibility to Congress entirely with basically no requirements. And then Congress, in a statute that was passed right near the beginning of the country, right after the Constitution was enacted, gave that responsibility to the President and to the Secretary of Commerce, and gave it with no form or content requirements. Basically said, the statute says, the Secretary of Commerce shall administer the census in the form and manner in which he determines.
Right.
So there's no requirements here.
To me, it's just playing politics. It's just playing politics again with the question of how do we control illegal immigration, you know, and the latest numbers indicate we have 22 million or more illegals living in this country. It's important to get counted. And let me share this with you before we go here, Justin. Justin Torres, D.C.-based attorney, member of the Federalist Society. Here's a list of states that have less representation than California's illegal aliens. Arkansas, Delaware, Hawaii, Idaho, Iowa, Kansas, Louisiana, Maine, Mississippi, Nebraska, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Dakota. I mean, the list is ridiculous, isn't it? Rhode Island, South Dakota, Utah, Vermont, West Virginia, Wyoming. All of these states have less representation than the illegals in California. It's outrageous, and it must stop. Justin, I have to leave it there. Good conversation. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Good conversation. Justin Torres, D.C.-based attorney, member of the Federalist Society, named a rising star by super lawyers in D.C., and I believe the citizenship question must be on the 2020 census, where illegal aliens will be counted and give all of that power to California and Texas and the state of Washington, where it does not belong. 25 after on the Steve Gruber Show.